Paul Alarudi with the Free Palestine Movement is with us now live from Berkeley. Thank you very much for being with us. Now, do you think that the Palestinian Authority is now and this time round getting more serious and it's not going to take part in those talks, and that now it has realized that peace talks are not going to work?
It is possible that they are getting more serious than before. But I have to say that it seems like most Palestinians are quite disappointed with how serious the Palestinian Authority has been for the last 10 years. And the threat to use whatever leverage they have in the United Nations is actually not very credible. And the concern about the peace talks going nowhere, almost everyone could have predicted that it would go nowhere, except for President Abbas, apparently. It's gone nowhere since the peace talks began 20 years ago.
And of course, now with him saying that the Palestinians will resume their campaign against Israel at the United Nations, references before he's made to international courts, do you think if talks are cancelled that these kinds of actions by Palestinians are going to help them in their cause?
It's better than nothing. But it's better to carry them out as quickly as possible. Of course, they're concerned that the whatever financial aid the Palestinian Authority is getting from the U.S. and Europe might dry up and create a very dire situation, as, for example, in Gaza. And that I can understand their concern, but I wonder whether the Palestinians who are getting their money from these subsidies will, of course, lose it. But there are many Palestinians who would rather have their freedom than the money from the from Europe and the United States.
Mr. Paul Alarudi with the Free Palestine Movement with us there live from Berkeley. Thank you very much, sir.